Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Jess with your 8am Zedline.
In local news, Queensland Health has issued an urgent patient safety alert over potential contaminated saline products. Following the death of a patient at a Sunshine Coast hospital, Queensland Health has since informed hospitals and clinics across the state to stop using two Interpharma sodium chloride products for patient care immediately. The products are believed to be linked to a recent hospital outbreak of dangerous bacteria seen across multiple states and territories. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has issued an urgent quarantine notice for the two products, which are expected to be removed from all clinical areas. Investigations are ongoing.
In more local news, all Southeast Queensland train lines will be closed from late December to mid-January due to critical works for the $6.3 billion Cross River Rail project. Different tracks will be closed on different days between 23rd of December and 18th of January, but the state government is promising alternative travel options will be offered. Affected routes can be viewed at TransLink website. Passengers are recommended to plan their journey before traveling.
In national news, importing single-use vapes into Australia will be banned starting next year, according to the federal government's new plans to crack down vaping. Taking effect on the 1st of January 2024, the government will be implementing their first stage of major e-cigarette regulation. Tighter rules around flavours, nicotine concentration levels, and packaging will also be enforced later in the year. These law changes follow Health Minister Mark Butler describing vaping as a major public issue. A recent study found one in five people aged between 18 and 24 are current vapers. Mr. Butler hopes these government actions will turn the tide against these rising numbers.
In more national news, Victorian Education Minister Ben Carroll has described it state school teachers participating in pro-Palestine advocacy as inflammatory. A one-week advocacy was planned for some inner Melbourne schools, with actions including wearing a Palestinian badge or t-shirt and inviting Palestinian advocates to speak to students. Mr. Carroll said he was aware a small number of unionized teachers were planning to show solidarity with the Palestinian territories, and the government does not support the action. One of the teachers who joined the movement accused the government of attempting to silence important discussions on the human rights issues at the heart of the Israel-Gaza war.
In international news, New Zealand's new government says it plans to scrap the country's world-leading smoking ban to fund tax cuts. Initially passed under Jacinda Ardern's government last year, this new legislation would have begun July 2024, banning cigarette sales to anyone born after 2008. This policy was introduced to stop young generations from picking up the habit, since smoking continues to be the leading cause of preventable deaths in New Zealand. However, according to the new Finance Minister, Nicola Willis, this pioneering legislation will be axed before March 2024 due to the government needing to find a new way to fund its tax plan. Therefore, it was revealed that the revenue from cigarette sales will be going towards the coalition's tax cuts. Despite a major pushback, these laws still need to be actively repealed during Parliament, of which the government has a majority.
For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger has no rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.